No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Swarmcast Podcast.
All right, we're here still at Scarab 2019 at the Swarmcast booth, and I have Alan here who wants to talk to me about a game. How are you doing, Alan?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. So have you been having a good time at Scarab?
Yeah, it's been pretty cool.
Okay. So what game are we going to be talking about?
Midnight Zombie Sabotage.
Midnight Zombie Sabotage. That's pretty cool. We had the game designers actually here last night to talk to us about the game and some of their stuff. They had a pretty cool setup back in there, didn't they?
Yes, sir.
So what's some good things you want to say about the game Midnight Zombie Sabotage?
The cool thing about Zombie Sabotage is you have to try to figure out like who is a zombie, or if you're a zombie, you have to try to not get killed. Pretty okay. much trick people. Lie. Okay.
Is there anything you can think of bad or negative about the game?
You do have to close your eyes, which, I mean...
Okay.
I think that they should add blindfolds.
Oh, that would be interesting. That'd be
that
neat.
Way, because some people might cheat.
They might kind of like... put a little crack in their hand or something, yeah. or just kind of squint or something. Yeah. Well, what can you say that was perhaps a little unique or just different about the game?
I mean, that you do have to close your eyes is kind of different because uh-huh. you don't really close your eyes. And then the card, there's like tokens,
uh-huh.
which are pretty neat because... they're like little round things that you put on the other cards.
On the other cards? Okay. Well, cool. In that case, I want to thank you, Alan, for coming by here and talking to me about this game.
You're welcome.
And I hope you have more fun at Scarab. So we're at Scarab 2019, and Robbie is here at the table with me. How you doing, Robbie?
I'm doing good.
So have you been having a good time at Scarab this year?
Yeah, so far so good. Finally able to play I Train Quup for the first time in 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Done a couple of Artemis games, the usual.
Okay. So right now we're going to be talking about a game you played called Midnight Zombie Sabotage. And I see you've got looks like an autographed copy of it right
yeah,
there, too.
Yeah, I got it last night because last night was the only night that they get it.
Uh-huh.
They're okay. here, so yeah.
That's right.
I decided to buy it. I got it autographed because uh-huh. it's a... great game.
All right. Well, tell me something good about Midnight Zombie Sabotage.
So, it's basically a hidden identity game.
Okay.
Like Mafia or
any werewolf other, or something like that.
Yeah. And that's honestly a great thing because you go to sleep, suddenly the zombies wake up,
uh-huh.
they tap someone on the hand.
Okay.
Meaning that they basically... they're a zombie now, unless
right,
you're the
right.
survivalist, meaning you cannot be a zombie. And so far, all I've played is the simple version.
Okay.
That's honestly the best thing. You can be infected, but also the zombies. You're trying to keep everyone alive. Humans, you're trying to kill at least one zombie. And you have a chance of killing the camouflaged.
Okay.
Because there's a cloaked human in the mix. But then... almost everyone's muted except for two frightened survivors that I've seen so far. The survivalist and an undead, and the mad scientist.
Okay.
But the negative thing, I don't think there's anything really bad about the game.
Okay.
The artwork,
uh-huh.
it's pretty good, but it wasn't too hard. But I think the components might be a little difficult to use because all I've done so far is just the base game, nothing else, where even though... everything's in the base game, but just the quick round, I did that, and it was pretty fun. But something other
yeah.
was how fun it was. I played Mafia. It was, it wasn't too fun.
Right, okay. But this one was.
Yeah, because this one, you actually got to remember what you were.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because well, cool.
there were cards in here that say what you are. You can be a doctor, a survivalist, frightened
uh-huh.
survivor.
Okay.
Maybe you could
okay.
even be children. Frightened children that don't talk.
Well, cool. Well, thank you, Robbie, for talking with me about Midnight Zombie Sabotage.
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.